This Mass is being offered for the poet's soul of Robert Marquez, Jr., and for James Beek Quintana. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Of note, I do wish to remind you that Mr. Silver Chavez is in the hospital right now and is asking for prayers. God willing, I'll be able to visit him a little later on and to check on him. So please continue to keep him in your prayers. Now, today we are offering this Mass again, as we will continue to do for the remainder of the year, as often as possible in Thanksgiving for the gift of human life, God's gift of human life. And today, just by divine providence, in fact, the reading that we have is from the beginning of Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah the prophet, here the first verse is telling us of his call by God, where he's turning to God and saying, I'm not worthy what you're asking me. He's a young man, by the way, very young to be called a prophet. And he gives God every excuse for why he should not be one chosen to be able to go forth and do good things. And what God reminds him of here is he says, look, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. It's not talking about that I knew that you existed, though a fact. It's not, as we talk about in Spanish, this sabes que knowledge that we are. It's not the knowledge of a fact in this way of some random thing, sabes que, it's going to rain soon, which is true, God willing. What God knows, and when he's using that, he's saying an intimate conocer knowledge. He's saying an intimate, I know you through and through and all of who you are, which is why the next word that he uses here, he just says, I knew you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. And so he's saying here, I put you together in every way. Every weakness that you have, I put there intentionally. Every flaw that you may see within your life and everybody else may point to you, I knew it was going to be there, and so I allowed it to be so that my work in you might indeed be accomplished. And so he says, no longer say that I'm too young, or that I cannot speak well, or that I am not able to do that thing which you called me to do. Am I a fool, is what God is saying. I put you together just as you are, numbering your days such that they would be to the fullness of completion that I myself have predetermined ahead of time. And so I know what it means when I call you to do a particular thing. Do not say that you are unskilled to be able to do so, for if it seems as such right now, it will be overcome, because I will make it so. I will accomplish the work. In fact, if you look at the whole of the work of God through both Testaments, Old and New, all throughout, if you look at the lives of all the saints that have gone on from the beginning of time until the present, and you will say that the same would be true for all those saints who are living here, yet to be canonized, yet to make it to heaven, and all for all of eternity, that each and every one of them was not skilled in the way in which they finally would go to glorify God. But it was God's power working within them that overcame every flaw intentionally put within them in their human nature, that God indeed might be the one who's glorified, and not you or I or the saints themselves, for the great works to be accomplished in you and me. As the scriptures say, and as so many people have said, commenting on the scriptures, that God likes to find unworthy ministers. God loves to find people who are unskilled. God loves to find tools that don't seem to fit for the job. Because then when he uses them for the job, who gets the glory? He does, and not the tool. And so it is for you and me. When you and I look within our lives, we can thank God for the great graces that he's given us and the fact that I have this particular flaw, that I'm not able to speak well, that I struggle with my own inside and saying that, thinking that I'm unworthy in some sort of way. Thank God for that great grace there, because you recognizing that very fact that you have weaknesses means that there's a place where God can indeed let his strength shine forth. And so ask God to let his strength shine forth in that particular way. Doesn't matter whether you're as young as the young Fabian or young as Addie, who normally sits right there where you are seated at this time, or whether you're as old as whoever the oldest person here might be. Doesn't matter which point in life that you are found at today as you come to Mass right now, but God can indeed use you in those weaknesses where he's brought you in this particular moment. Nothing different between you and Jeremiah in that fact. God knew you before you were formed within your mother's womb. God appointed you for particular works of prophecy, particular works which he has set forth in your life. And he knows exactly what those are. And so do not curse his creation in saying that you are unable to accomplish them and that you are too weak of an instrument for God to use. He did not make you wrongly. He made you exactly rightly. And it is by those very weaknesses that he himself desires to be glorified. One final note. I forget to mention at the beginning, but today also happens to be the great feast day of one of the great saints, Saint Elijah the prophet. Today is the feast of Elijah in the Old Testament. And so we celebrate his particular feast day today and to pray for our dear Carmelites. Just as he was one who God called, whose name Elijah means, God is something. I'll have to get back to you on that because I studied it this morning and I can't remember what it is. But it's God is good or God is great or I don't know, something like that. Something about God. Anyway, maybe it'll come to me by the end of the Mass and I'll share it with you. But anyway. So that just ruined why I even mentioned him right now. But We'll trust God to whatever that is, and he'll infuse that knowledge into your minds, into your spirits, that you may be benefited from it. But don't say in any way that you are ill-formed for what God indeed has called you for. Because God does nothing ill. God does nothing wrong. God makes no mistakes. And brothers and sisters, no matter what your interior image of yourself is, you're not the exception to the rule. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.